Let me give you a simple way of thinking about what OMB is trying to say currently on financial systems. And when I spoke a few weeks ago at the event held by the Association of Government Accountants here in Washington, D.C., I used this same frame of reference, so this may be helpful. There was a time, it started in the 90s and hasn't occurred since 2003, where agencies, in order to buy a piece of software to do their financial system, that software would have to go through a test. Because at the time, back in the 1990s, we were having trouble with our software. The software wasn't always performing up to snuff. And so we developed this test and said, software providers have to pass this test, and then they can sell their product to the federal government. Well, over time, that addressed the problem, and our software has gotten a lot better, and we no longer have that problem and no longer need to have that test. But what we're saying now is there's still a need for some type of test, and the type of test we want to deploy today is not on the software itself, but on the business requirements that the agencies are developing. So now it's the agencies, not the software providers, that we want to give this test to. And what the test will do is we'll say, what are the business requirements you've established for your financial system? I am going to compare and contrast that to the requirements of a standard, common, generic shared service provider. And the closer your requirements are to that generic shared service provider, the higher score you get on the test. The more amenable OMB is going to be to propose funding for such a system and approve such a system in the president's budget. The further you are away, the more bells and whistles, the more intricate requirements you're seeking out that makes you very different from a shared service provider footprint, the lower your score is going to be on that test and the more difficulty you're going to have in getting support from OMB for such a solution. And that's the real message that we want federal agencies to understand as they think about financial systems, is that OMB's goal is around simplicity and generic and non-unique solutions for what need to be simple and generic and non-unique functions of basic accounting.
And Treasury will be conducting the test, obviously, along with OMB, along with the CFO Council, or what's the process?
The Treasury's Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation is helping us implement this policy. They'll be both developing and initiating the test, and then we'll have a score that we can look at. The score is not just, I think, going to be helpful for OMB. It's going to be helpful for the agency as well, because they'll have insight into these deviations between their system requirements and a generic shared service provider, and they themselves, along with OMB, will have to dig deep to understand why are these deviations taking place. Are they really that necessary? Because it's those deviations that I believe often drive up the cost and the risk of our system modernization effort.
Is this going to be, you mentioned the word policy. Now I know I'm going to play a little semantics here with you, but is there a new policy coming from your office around this?
We are developing a policy to be issued more formally. In the area of financial systems, it's really important generally, but in financial systems in particular and historically, it's important that we go through iterations, talk to the community, talk to the vendor community, that's both the software providers and the integrators. So we try to get out there and vet and float different ideas. So we've been out there talking about this concept of testing the differential between agency requirements and a generic shared service provider for some time, and we're working to issue that in a formal policy in the coming months.
Is this different than what we've seen over the last 3, 4, 5 years? Because at one point, shared services seemed to get put on the back burner a little bit, and you guys are focusing more on specific systems like electronic invoicing or intergovernmental transactions versus a shared service provider, which was more traditionally what we saw under the lines of business.
There's multiple challenges that we're looking to solve. On the first hand, you've got an agency that may need to modernize its core accounting system. And in that regard, so this is the debits, the credits, the taking the various transactions that occur, putting them up against a general ledger and making sure that an appropriate set of financial statements are reported. For those activities that are in the basic structure of a core accounting system, we want to see more and more that agencies are not developing unique, different solutions, because accounting or debits or credits in one agency really need to be the same as they are in another agency. And that's why if you look at the shared service providers that we have, they're servicing tens and in some cases, you know, hundreds of different agencies today, many of them small and medium sized, exist on these common shared service providers. It's our larger agencies that we've had the most challenge in getting into the shared service footprint. And so for them, what we want to do is make sure that when they're sitting down to develop their requirements, they're taking a very similar approach to our smaller and medium sized agencies and coming with a very generic basic footprint, very similar to what our shared service providers are offering. That does a couple of things. One, it keeps their solution simple and therefore lower risk. That also leads to a lower cost solution, and it gives them that opportunity to move into a shared service provider more fluidly. Because if you're sitting down to write your requirements for what your financial system is going to look like, and you have with you as you're writing those requirements, a requirement from OMB to match those as much as possible to the offerings of our current shared service providers, you're basically getting in on the ground floor and saying, keep those requirements simple and basic and keep them common. Now, to your question about other types of shared services, that's just for your core accounting system. Related to your core accounting system are other types of systems that are necessary that are involved in the transaction. So, for example, when we do business with vendors, there is paper trading back and forth, but in today's day and age, that should be all done electronically. So if you are purchasing a good or service from a vendor, that has to be recorded. That transaction has to be audited at some point and rechecked and double-checked to make sure it was proper. So we create a record, and that record is created in a transaction system. And Treasury, as an example, is developing a common solution for how agencies can interact in a business way with vendors in terms of recording those transactions. So that's a different type of shared service. But there are a lot of different transactions and business realities going on with federal agencies today. All of them have to be under automated and auditable systems. And what we're trying to do is rationalize that and make sure that we're coming up with low risk and low cost alternatives for agencies.